There was a day when he went to be baptized of John the Baptist. And the scripture says, reminds us that as he walked towards John the Baptist, John declared, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God." But while all of that was taking place, the rest of the people were repenting, confessing their sins, and being baptized. And the Lord Jesus Christ identifying himself with the rest of the people, he went to John the Baptist to be baptized of John. And you understand how this world thinks today, that if you associate with this crowd, you are one of them. That's how the world thinks. So John the Baptist took the Lord Jesus Christ and he dipped him into the Jordan and he brought him up. But lo and behold, lest the Inquirer or Newsday or Us magazine would report what happened incorrectly, a voice came from the heaven and declared, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." You see how man thinks. They would say, "You know what? We saw Jesus baptized of John. And he was like the rest of the people. He was confessing his sins." Oh no, my friends. The Lord Jesus did not get baptized and confessed his sins and repented. He had no sin to confess. He had no sin to repent of. He was that holy thing that was conceived of the Holy Spirit. He was holy, spotless, and undefiled, separate from sinners. Everything that the Lord Jesus Christ did, it brought glory to God the Father. He was his delight from childbirth to adulthood. He delighted the heart of God. And God can say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." For 3.5 years, he went about healing the sick, raising the dead, giving sight to the blind, doing all manner of things to glorify his God and Father. Why? Because he shall be great. The time came when all that he did was rejected by the people. As the Lord Jesus went through his life, he spoke to the people, "I did not come to call the righteous. I came to call sinners to repentance. I came to seek and to save that which was lost." That was the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he had to be true to his name. He is Jehovah Savior. He came to seek and to save. And my friends tonight, if you are here and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, he is seeking you out right here at Mountain View Bible Camp this last day of May 2014. He is here to seek you, and it is his desire to save you tonight. Sins are not too big. It's not too great. The Lord Jesus Christ is able to save whomsoever. Of course, he is great. And he went to the cross. And man did every manner of evil. The hearts of men were told out in that which they did to the Lord Jesus Christ there on the cross of Calvary. But understand, he was doing it in order to save you and you and me and anyone else who would put their faith and trust in him. He died a death so awful. So awful. But when we think about it, beloved, I often think to myself, what if the Lord Jesus Christ had lived his life. A life we so often sing, a life so pleasing to the Father. And he simply says, look, I have lived a life so pleasing to you. Receive me back into heaven. What would have happened to us? What would have happened to this soul that had sinned against God? What would have happened to our soul if the Lord Jesus Christ had come and lived the life and went back to the Father? What would have happened to our soul? It would be lost. Because God needed a ransom. Sin had to be paid for. It had to be judged. It had to be dealt with. And in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, God was able to accomplish it. You just think about those hours that the Lord Jesus Christ hung there on the cross as a substitute for you and for me. And he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because the God that we have to do with is a holy and a righteous God. And he hates sin and he has to judge it. And he did it against the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we go back to the portion, and behold, thou shalt, verse 31, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. He shall save his people from their sins. We have that in the Gospel of Matthew. But here it is, the one to accomplish this work. Brother Simon reminded us, Emmanuel, God with us. This is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ that is here upon earth, God incarnate, God manifested in flesh, to do a work in order for my soul to be saved, your soul to be saved. The Son of God. Think about it, beloved. The Son of God saying, as it were, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will. God condescending, taking upon himself the Son, taking upon himself the manhood to be a servant, being obedient unto death, the death of the cross. Think about it. This wasn't for himself that he went to the cross to die. It was for me. It was for you, the Son of God. God then goes on to say, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Here it is, the long awaited Messiah coming down through David's line. The one who is going to rule and to reign. David's greatest son. God says it will be accomplished through this blessed person. You know, one of the things that strikes me is on the cross of Calvary, when the Lord Jesus Christ died on that day, there were two others that were besides him. The Lord Jesus Christ in the midst. They were there just throwing insults at him. If you are the Son of God, save yourself and us. You know, why don't you do something miraculous? My friends, I say to you tonight, it is what this world has not been able to grasp when it comes to sin and salvation. It's not the miracles that we see and we get all excited about that saves us.